السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-e-Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, once again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, out of His fazal and ihsan, gave us the tawfiq of gathering here for His remembrance, to make His zikr. This is a great fazal of Allah Ta'ala. In these days of fitna, at this very moment in time, we know that how many cinemas are filled. There are so many Muslims that are in those cinemas. The theaters, there are so many Muslims. The gambling dens, there are so many Muslims. So many are committing adultery or fornication at this very moment in time. Thousands and thousands, or around the world millions, may be glued to the television watching filth or reading some filthy magazine or literature. How many of them may not have even made the salat for the whole day, or for the whole month, or some for the whole year. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal that He gives us the tawfiq of getting together or individually making our zikr, tilawat, ibadat. It's only His ihsan. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahein sab mere irade. So it's the tawfiq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, over which we must make plenty of shukr. And ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to give us consistency, istiqamat. Because istiqamat is a very important thing. We must not blow with the wind. Whichever side our nafs takes us, we just go. One minute we become such great waliullahs that even the malaika make rush over us. That, wah, mere Allah, what kind of walis these are. And next minute shaitan makes rush over us. That, what kind of shagirs and murids I have got. So we must not become like that. We must get istiqamat. Anything good we do, or when we bring about some change in our lives, any change that comes, then must try and get istiqamat on it. Ask Allah Ta'ala for istiqamat. Because of the vicious environment that we live in, filled with fitnas and temptations, we don't know when our nafs also may drag us down that lane. So keep asking Allah Ta'ala for istiqamat. Never become proud of one's own activities and of own ibadat. Never ever brag about one's own zikr and tilawat and marifat. Always make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala for istiqamat. So tonight we are going to read one poetry which, whilst replying to the letters this morning, one person stated there that the poetry which brought about a change in my life and which really inspired me was the poetry which began with, and in English the person wrote, "Ey mere khaliqe hayat." And said the explanation that you gave when you read that, it really inspired me and made me give up a lot of my sins. And I make a humble request that you please read it again tonight. So if there is somebody who has got such kind of appreciation and it has inspired the person and is making a humble request, then why should I hesitate? By the way, with regards to replying of letters, there are some people who write letters, they don't have any kind of address, neither on the envelope nor in the letter itself. One person wrote one letter from Pietermaritzburg, because there was a stamp there on the envelope that it had come from Pietermaritzburg. Now it is a lengthy letter of about 17 pages. Now I took all the time to reply to it. But now where do I send it? Because there's no address either on the envelope or on the letter itself. So I waited that this person would contact me and then I will give her, I send it off. So I kept it. After a few days, or about a week, I receive another letter. In there, the person says that I wrote to you earlier and it was a lengthy letter. I explained my whole problem and I'm very disappointed that I did not get a reply. But the best part is the second letter also didn't have any address. The second letter also, no address on the envelope or in the letter itself. So I tolerated and I waited for another reply or something of that nature. I mean the masjid, I can't be speaking nice. After some time I receive another one. And in the third one the person is extremely disappointed that you were the one that inspired me. You were the one who was the one whose talks I heard and I came onto right track and I gave up my sins. And it is very disappointing that you don't reply to letters. And there's no address even in the third one. So then I tore that reply and put it away into the bin. So sometimes it is like that. So I try my level best to send off the replies, but if there's no address, where must I send it? Seventh heaven? Must I send it anonymous, postal code, wherever you feel like delivering? What must I do? Mu'asharat is part of Islamic teachings and we have become very weak and negligent when it comes to our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, that we don't think that who we are causing problem for. Now, that person must keep that letter and keep waiting. There's no address there. Where must the person send the letter? And the best part is the second one got no address, third one got no address. Then where must I send that letter? I don't have a jinnat force that must go and investigate. One person asked me something and said that, Molna, do you think it must be the effect of jinns? I said, I've got no contact with the commission of jinns. So I won't be able to tell you whether it is the effect of jinns. Because I don't have any personal contact with the commission of jinns. Ay mere khaliqe hayat teri khushi hai sad hayat aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Ay mere khaliqe hayat teri khushi hai sad hayat. Oh, the creator of my life, if you are happy with me, it is as if I've got 100 lives in me. It's your happiness which brings that life in me. If you are not happy, there's no life. If you are happy with me, or in your happiness, I have 100 lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them so much of ruhani, power and qudrat, and strength, and gives them 100 lives. He says, aap ki na khushi mein hai, meri hayat sadma mat. And in your displeasure, O my beloved creator of life, it is as if 100 deaths have come upon my life. Not one death. One death comes, the person is gone. He says it is as if 100 deaths have come upon my life. That means there's no life. It is as if I am absolutely useless. I've turned to dust. There's nothing left of me. Although I'm eating, drinking, sleeping, marrying and conducting my business, but the fact is that there is no real life, because that kind of life everybody got. The kuffar got that kind of life, the mushrikeen got that kind of life, the Yahud and Nasara got that kind of life. In fact, sometimes their bodies are much more stronger than ours. They go more to the gym. But that's not life. Ey mere khaliqe hayat teri khushi hai sad hayat aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat zikr se tere
तेरे मिल गई दिल को हमारे सद हयात, जिक्र से तेरे मिल गई दिल को हमारे सद हयात, बल्कि तेरे ही नाम से जिंदा है सारी कायनात, बल्कि तेरे ही नाम से जिंदा है सारी कायनात.
The whole universe is existing because of the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The day there's nobody left to say once Allah, then that will be the end of the entire universe. So that person who is saying Allah just once, he is keeping the whole universe alive. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name has got such power. Now imagine if one, the taking of Allah keeps the whole universe in existence. If a person with sincerity and with ikhlas has to take that name of Allah ta'ala 100 times a day, what kind of life will come into his heart? But the condition is this, that there must be ikhlas. And what is the sign that there is ikhlas? That the person gives up haram from his life. Not that the person is going on reading tasbih, Allah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah. And sometimes that subhanallah, subhanallah is so fast as if the person is swearing Allah ta'ala. So the person, if he takes it with ikhlas, and that is the sign and the alamat of the ikhlas, alamat and ikhlas of ikhlas is this, that the person shuns everything that is haram, that is evil, that is forbidden, that is displeasing to our Allah. It is not befitting of the creation of Allah ta'ala and the paragon of his creation, man, that he should be displeasing the very one who has showered so much of ni'mats upon him. Day and night he's blessing us with ni'mats, and we displease him.
Zikr se tere mil gayi dil ko hamare sad hayat, balki tere hi naam se zinda hai sari kainat. Tere baghair mein hi kya murda hai sari kainat, tere baghair mein hi kya murda hai sari kainat, tere karam se hashr tak zinda hai sari kainat. Ey mere khaliq-e hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat, aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Shams o qamar ki roshni adna si bheek hai teri, shams o qamar ki roshni adna si bheek hai teri, ruh mein tere noor se kitne hain maahe kainat. Ey mere khaliq-e hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat, aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Nafs ka jo ghulam hai gharq hai wo gunah mein, nafs ka jo ghulam hai gharq hai wo gunah mein, kyun na kahun ke zindagi kitni hai uski wahiyat kyun na kahun ke zindagi kitni hai uski wahiyat.
There's no time to give explanation of every verse here, but this one, nafsa ka jo ghulam hai gharq hai wo gunah mein. The person who is a slave of his nafs, of his ego, of his passions, he is drowning in the ocean of sins. Because nafs will take him everywhere, any haram pleasure, and the nafs will dash towards it. So the person is drowning in the ocean of sins. He says, what must I say? How useless the person's life is. How much of restlessness there is in that life. How much of anxieties. Because the person has distanced himself from Allah Ta'ala. He has connected his heart with the azab of Jahannam. The moment he commits a sin, the headquarters is Jahannam. So he has connected himself with the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes his life restless, uneasy. There's no happiness with everything the person has, but there's no real happiness, no real enjoyment. Because the person has become a ghulam of his nafs. As the Shaykh Salim Chishti Rahmatullah Alayh, one person was talking to him and very highly about some king of the time there. That he is like this and he's like that. Waisa hai, double paisa hai. So he was telling him everything about how great the king is. So as the Shaykh Salim Chishti Rahmatullah Alayh said, he is the slave of my slave. He said, that king you're talking about is a slave of my slave. So he said, how can he be a slave of your slave when you are just sitting here in your small hujra and khanqaya and you're saying that he's the slave of your slave. He said, well, listen carefully. He said, the nafs, my nafs, is my slave. And he has given himself to his nafs. He is the slave of his nafs. So if he is the slave of his nafs, so he's the slave of my slave. Because my nafs is my slave. And he has become the slave of a nafs. Because he does anything that is wrong, that is haram, that is forbidden. So if he's doing that, in his court and in his palace, there's everything that's happening there. So he's the slave of his nafs. And my nafs is my slave. So therefore he's the slave of my slave. Now look at their way of looking at things. That all that palace and everything that it had, it was meant nothing, because that king was not the obedient king, which is mentioned in the hadith, that if that person is a sultan-e-adil, then he will get shelter under the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of judgment. So it's not the kingdom, or it's not that because the person was a king. The person can be a king, it can be a ruler, it can be anything. He can have plentiful. There's nothing wrong with that. But he must not become a slave of the nafs. He must be with the slave of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shamsu qamar ki roshni adna si bheek hai teri ruh mein tere noor se kitne hai maahe kainat nafs ka jo ghulam hai gharq hai wo gunah mein kyun na kahun ke zindagi kitni hai uski wahiyat uska sukoon chhin gaya kitni hai talkhiye hayat uska sukoon chhin gaya kitni hai talkhiye hayat jisne chakhe hain doston fani buton ke nam kiyat jisne chakhe hain doston fani buton ke nam kiyat uska sukoon chin gaya. He says his sukoon, his peace of mind, his tranquility and serenity
and comfort and satisfaction of the heart has been snatched away, it has been taken away. Kitni hai talkh ye hayat, how bitter life he is. The person is merely existing. His life has become very bitter, very unhappy. Whose life? Jisne chakhe hai dosto, fani bhuto ke nam kiya. Many meanings of that we can give. One of the meanings is this, that the person who is involved in illicit love relationship, then he has drowned himself in sin, and his sukoon of life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take it away. Allah ta'ala will not give him any kind of sukoon. There will be a restlessness in them. How many murders, how many killings, how many suicides, how many are taking, young boys and girls are taking overdose of pills. Why? Because they have been betrayed by their so-called beloved. So they can't take life anymore. Uska sukoon chin gaya. The more we'll gaze at haram, the more restless the heart will become. We are turning it away from the qibla, from the direction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are turning it away, so it will be restless. The heart was given for Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and love, and the love of everything else was subject to that. So uska sukoon chin gaya. But then extending the meaning, if a person gives his heart to anything else of this world, he gives his heart, we are not saying that he makes use of those ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. It must be like the ship which sails on water. It needs water for sailing. The water of the ocean is required for the ship to sail. But the water must not come into the ship, otherwise it will sink the ship. So all this wealth must remain outside. All our beautiful cars, our beautiful homes, and every other ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which Allah blesses us with, then it must remain outside our heart. Make use of it, but it must be outside our heart. Don't let it come into the heart, otherwise it will drown that person.
Uska sukoon chin gaya, uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkhiye hayat, jisne chakhe hai dosto, fani buton ke nam kiya. Aarzi husne gul pe hai, bulbul ki sari hazliyat. Aarzi husne gul pe hai, bulbul ki sari hazliyat. Fani bhooton ko dil na de, ye hai hamari ghazliyat. Fani bhooton ko dil na de, ye hai hamari ghazliyat.
Says the nightingale is singing and giving his heart out to what? To that flower which is going to wither, that rose which is going to wither. It is going to turn to dust very soon. Just now autumn will come over it, but it is singing away, thinking that this flower will remain like that, blooming all the time. But it is going to perish. So he says, all I am saying and all I am singing is that don't give your hearts to those things that are going to perish. Don't give the hearts to it. Make use of the ni'mat of Allah with shukr.
Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Hashr mein honge faizun, biwiyan hongi faizat.
Toba kare gunahon se. Make toba from sins, but it must be with sidq dil. The person must have no intention of returning to those sins, knowing fully well that sins hasn't brought any person happiness in his life. All those people who are in prison, go and ask them that what do they think now of those sins that they committed, which landed them in those prisons. those who are getting caught for fraud and getting caught for stealing and getting caught for so many other crimes, go and ask them after being arrested, then what is their opinion of that sin.
Jisko khuda ne bakhsh di lazzat-e-zikr fazl se, jisko khuda ne bakhsh di lazzat-e-zikr fazl se, akhtar wo pa gaya hai bas haasil-e-lutf-e-kainat, akhtar wo pa gaya hai bas haasil-e-lutf-e-kainat. Ey mere khaliq-e-hayat, teri khushi hai sad-hayat, aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad-mamat. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfeeq ae khuda de, majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfeeq ae khuda de, teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahe sab mere irade. Bohut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bohut dinon reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Oh Allah, everyone in your garden is a flower. The only thorn in your garden is myself. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon.
Oh Allah, all my life I remain useless. I haven't been like that flower whose fragrance has given enjoyment and pleasure to so many people. I have remained a thorn causing injury, harm and pain to people. I remain useless all my life, oh my beloved Allah. But now make me out of your fazl and kindness, person that is useful.
Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool e kaar mein hoon har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera guna mein aaluda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera guna mein aaluda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera
O Allah, the remaining days of my life, let me live in your muhabbat, in your love. And let my death also come, O Allah, in a state that my heart is overflowing with your love and with your muhabbat.
Ya aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho rahun main mashghool zikr o taat bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho har dam karun main ae mere bari allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ مائی ٹولرنٹ اللہ مائی حلیم اللہ مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ بیوٹیفل اللہ فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ ہاؤ بیوٹیفل یو آر ہاؤ کیئرنگ یو آر ہاؤ مرسیفل اینڈ کائنڈ یو آر how compassionate and forgiving you are, that in spite of all the sins that we are committing, you are giving us so much to eat, drink, wear. Oh my Allah, you are showering your bounties upon us day and night, whereas you could have seized us and destroyed us like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Oh Allah, you could have destroyed us like you destroyed the Qawm-e Lut. You could have destroyed us like you destroyed the Qawm-e Shu'aib. You could have destroyed us, oh Allah, just as you destroyed the Qawm-e Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Ay Allah, but how kind you are, how forgiving you are. Ay Allah, that you did not seize us. You are giving us an opportunity to repent, to make tawbah, to return to you. Oh Allah, how much of opportunities you are giving to us. Ay Allah, tu jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. Bas tu hi hamara sahara hai. Bas tu hi hamara khuda hai. Tere siwa koi khuda nahi. Tere siwa koi Allah nahi. Tere siwa koi maabood nahi. tere siwa koi masjood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. Ae mere Allah, tu hame maaf farma. O Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my Allah, we are turning towards you. We are repeatedly begging of you. O Allah, for there is no other support for us besides your support. There is no one else that we can turn towards besides you. Ay, mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's blood has watered the roots of this ummah. Ay Allah, the rains water our plants in the gardens. Ay Allah, the garden of the ummah has been watered by the blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the sweat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the tears which flowed from his eyes, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, the sacrifices that has been made for this ummah. Oh my Allah, the Sahaba Ikram, how many of them gave their lives for this ummah? Allah, 70 of them wrote the history of Islam with their blood in the Battle of Uhud. Mere Pyare Khuda, we haven't shown any appreciation for those sacrifices. Ay Allah, Rasul Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stones are rained upon him. Ay Allah, when he's in the haram, in sajda, intestines of animals are placed on his back. Mere Allah, his little Fatima says, oh my dear father, why are they doing this to you? Oh my Allah, my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadn't hurt anybody. He hasn't caused anybody injury or harm. Oh my Allah, how much of sacrifices he made for us. Ay Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Ay Allah, because our sins cause him injury and pain, oh my Allah. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, and the munafiqeen troubled him. Allah, today when he is informed that that ummati of yours for whom you cried so much, that ummat of yours for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years in Shab ibn Abi Talib, where the stage was reached, where leather of shoes had to be chewed to survive, where leaves of trees had to be chewed for survival. Ay Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers until your feet swelled, that ummat enjoys itself in the cinemas and theaters and gambling debts and prostitution and adultery and fornication and fraud and gambling, and the women of the ummah dancing on the stages of the world, the haya and the modesty and the shame all lost, and oh Allah, appearing for photographers so that their pictures may appear in the newspapers to be seen by all as an advertisement of their sins. Allah, when this information is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much of injury and pain we must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us that realization. Allah, take away that obstinacy from our hearts. Oh Allah, we have become arrogant, we have become obstinate, we have become persistent in our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't care anymore for the teachings of Islam and Deen and Sharia. Allah, dunya gale ka haar hai, deen nazar mein khaar hai, yahi agar bahar hai, aag lage bahar mein. Oh my Allah, don't let deen be like thorns for us. Ay Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Mere Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. What a great ni'mat you blessed us with, the sight. Allah, we are using our sight for haram, our hearing for haram, our speech for haram, our hands and feet for haram. But oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Allah, what else has gathered us here? Oh my Allah, amongst us are sick and ailing. Amongst us are the sick, the weak, the feeble, the old, the little children. Ya Allah, there's no other purpose that we have gathered here except to make tawbah from our sins. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind.
میرے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے تیری نگاہ رحمت ہم سے مت پھیر. Don't turn your gaze of rahmat and mercy from us because of our indulgence in sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your power, we know. O Allah, you can turn the earth upside down. Allah, you can order the earth to split open and swallow each and every one of us. Ya Allah, earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds, flood waters have brought such destruction, O my beloved Allah. We know that you can send these forces against us because of our sins. But, O Allah, we also know that you dearly love forgiveness. You don't love to punish, O my Allah. If it was your desire to send everyone to the fire of hell, you would not have sent 124,000 Nabis to this world. You would not have sent Rasul-e Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You would not have revealed the Holy Quran for our guidance. You would not have sent amongst us the Mashaykh, the Ulama-i Haq. O Allah, you would not have given us so many opportunities to make tawbah and return to you. O Allah, these are signs that you want to forgive. You want to bless us with Jannat. You want to give us everlasting joy and happiness. Allah, therefore we are seeking from you complete forgiveness of all sins. Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure. Allah, hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. We are physically ill and we are spiritually sick. Allah, we have got so much of spiritual ailments in us. Pride, arrogance, greed, evil passions and desires, envy and jealousy. Oh Allah, uncontrolled anger. Mere pyare khuda, which crime and which sin we have not committed in our lives. Oh Allah, which evil hasn't embedded itself in our hearts. But oh Allah, we don't want to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites anymore. We want to be also like the mukhlaseen, O Allah. We want to walk on the surface of this earth like the pious and the righteous and those whom you have blessed, O Allah, with your closeness and your ma'rifat. O Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e siddiqeen. Ay Allah, teri quwwat-e-jazb se hame apna bana le. We are extremely weak, O my Allah. We don't have the himmat and the courage and the strength to fight against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, you draw us towards you with your power of jazb. Make us yours and become ours. If you become ours, everything is ours. And if you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us barakat and blessings. Our homes will be not a place of peace and happiness. Ay Allah, our wives and our children will be disobedient to us. Ay mere pyare khuda, you become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری. Allah, bless us with good health. Amen. Bless us with long life. Amen. Bless our children with good health and long life. Bless our wives, our family members, everybody with good health and long life. Amen. Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, so many of our brothers, so many of our family members, so many of the people in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are suffering financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those whom you have not blessed with children and it is not in their muqaddar to get children, then give them sabr, O my beloved Allah. Give them the realization that that is also your rahmat and a blessing in these days, O my Allah. Ay Allah, give us complete faith and trust in you. Ay Allah, let our pleasure be your pleasure. Ay Allah, whatever your pleasure, let that be our pleasure. Ay Allah, whatever your pleasure, let that be our pleasure. Oh Allah, give us such muhabbat of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do those things which you have ordered and to stay away from that which you have forbidden.
Ay Allah, bless us with such marifat of yours. Give us yaqeen in you. O Allah, bless us with your closeness. O Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ay Allah, teri zaat-e-aali par yaqeen naseeb farma. Teri marifat naseeb farma. Taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ay Allah, shukr wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ay Allah, tere ahkam par itaat naseeb farma. Ay Allah, put such love of Rasool-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to follow the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's life. Ay mere پیارے خدا ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہیں بندے تو تیرے ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں سیاہکار ہیں بدکار ہیں نالائق ہیں لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں میرے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں ہم گندوں کو کون قبول کرے گا میرے خدا او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ بلیس اس وِد دی بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ بیسٹ آف آخر اے میرے پیارے خدا بلیس اس وِد حلال رزق اینڈ سسٹیننس ان ابنڈنس Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, dushmanane Islam ek ho gaye hai. Ay Allah, they want to shake up the Muslim ummah. But oh Allah, all power lies in your hands. Ay Allah, don't look at the weakness of our amal. Don't look at the weakness of our actions and deeds. Don't look at the commission of our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, look at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, give the enemies of Islam hidayat. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Even those, O Allah, who are obstinate enemies of the Muslims, give them hidayat. Oh Allah, you are powerful and you can give hidayat. But oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept the deen of Islam, and they won't believe in you, and they will create problems for the Muslim Ummah, then oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Oh my Allah, cause the ship to sink. Oh Allah, cause division and disunity amongst their ranks. Allah, destroy their coalition. Ya Allah, we will go on begging of you, for there is no one else that can accept du'as besides you. Ya Allah, you are still powerful. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud and in Badr and in Khandaq and in Fatah Makkah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor ho gaye. We have become weak. You haven't become weak, O my Allah. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless our children also with education. Ya Allah, make them assets for our community. O my beloved Allah, make them nek and saleh and pious and righteous. Ay Allah, those who are gone on drinks and drugs and all other vices, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Allah, give us also the courage to throw out of our homes those things which are influencing our akhlaq. Allah, give us the himmat to throw out of our homes the televisions and the videos and the haram movies. And oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to throw out all the filthy literature and magazines that have flooded our homes. Ya Allah, no one is blind to the fact that what damage the television is causing to the morals of our Muslims. Ay Allah, hame himmat ata farma. Give us a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste that sweetness. Ay Allah, tu tere fazl o karam se hame wo lazzat ata farma. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a casino, popping drugs in our mouth or a bottle of wine in our hands, or committing adultery or fornication in some hotel or some room. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a haram action. How can we be in haram actions when these days the visas of life are cancelled suddenly? Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. Kab bula le khuda nahi baalo. Ha, mere Allah, kab tu bula le hame kuch maloom nahi. We don't know when you cancel our visa. Ay Allah, we meet a person and a minute later we hear he's gone. Mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a haram action.
When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Allah assist the mujahideen all over the world. Assist the Muslim ummah all over the world. Especially in Palestine, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia, India, Africa. Ay Allah, har jagah unki madad farma. Ya Allah, all the duas of goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Everything that he asked for you, from you or for us, oh my beloved Allah of goodness. Bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our wives and children, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ke ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Jo log tere raah mein nikle huye hai, Allah, unke khidmat ko qubool farma. Allah, accept the work of the madaris, of the darul uloom, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل بھی ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہ صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی سیدنا محمد بارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.